St. Petersburg, Florida Mayor Rick Kreisman.
Hello, St. Pete. I know many of you have questions about our city's wastewater system. And in light of the severe flooding we recently experienced, you may also have questions about our stormwater system. I want to start by addressing wastewater. As you know, we've had to make some very difficult decisions since August of 2015. If you remember, that was when we had weeks of heavy rain inundating Florida, forcing Governor Scott to issue a state of emergency. Whenever heavy, persistent rain exposes our aging and compromised wastewater system, one that serves four of our neighboring cities as well, we have to make a choice. Do we allow for significant sewage backups in homes and streets, or do we partially treat the waste to as high a level as possible and discharge it into a large body of water, thereby minimizing spills in our neighborhoods? While I love Tampa Bay, the choice between those two unpleasant scenarios is to initiate a controlled wastewater discharge. Now, the silver lining to this dark cloud is much of what we are discharging is, in fact, rainwater and stormwater. The heavy rain that entered our system was the same heavy rain we had to pump out. 99.993% of our discharge was free of fecal bacteria, and our beaches are now considered healthy. If the lasting impact were more damaging, I would lead our team accordingly. This is important, and I urge you to spread the word. So how did we get here, and what's our plan? 2015 wasn't the first year in our history that we had major sewage spills or discharges, but it now marks the beginning of a new, difficult stretch for our infrastructure and our quality of life. We are in the middle of a perfect storm. More than a decade ago, city leaders began making plans to take one of our wastewater facilities offline. And in 2011, our city council voted to do just that. Meanwhile, our sewer pipes continued to decay, allowing for rainwater to infiltrate our sewer system. And that rain has only gotten more frequent and more unusual. In fact, about 23 inches of rain fell on St. Petersburg between August 1st, 2016 and September 6th. Historically, we receive about that much rain during 6 months in St. Pete. Now, I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Climate change has arrived. This is what it looks like. The flooding I've seen walking around Lake Maggiore, Meadow Lawn, or Shore Acres after a heavy rain is startling and it requires action. And that's why I proposed a stormwater rate increase of nearly 32%, which equates to a few bucks more per month for residential homeowners. We simply have no choice if we want to be prepared for what's coming. Finally, coming back to wastewater, what's the plan? Well, work has already begun, and nearly $60 million more is budgeted in water resources for fiscal year 17, $38 million of which is strictly for wastewater. Another $100 million is allocated over the course of the next 5 years. The bill has come due, and we are paying it. We are going to seek funding from our state legislature and our federal government. We expect noticeable improvements to our system within 2 years, but it will take at least that long before we see major changes in how our wastewater is treated in extreme situations. As I've said before, we can't change the past, but we can get the future right. We owe it to our kids and to our environment. That's our pledge. Thank you.